On the show today, we have Glatt Consulting's Tom Glatt and American Student Assistant Sue Nathan talking about the latest in member financial literacy. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Tom Glatt from Glatt Consulting. And we have Sue Nathan from American Student Assistance. How are you guys?
Great.
Really good.
Good.
Awesome.
Good. Excellent.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
Oh, my gosh. You're very, very welcome. This is going to be so much fun. We're talking about financial literacy here today, which is always a super, super hot topic in this industry, or any kind of financial industry for that matter. Hey, Sue, let's start by talking with you here. Who is the American Student Assistance? What is it? And then what is SALT? And why are you guys targeting credit unions?
So American Student Assistance, or ASA, mm-hmm. we are a national nonprofit. Mm-hmm. We are experts in student loans, in college financing. We have over 60 years of experience in helping literally millions of families prepare for college, think about the right financial fit. And we work currently with over 300 colleges and universities, as well as nonprofit partners like the Boys and Girls Club, mm-hmm. Primarily with SALT. And SALT is our new offering. Well, it's not so new now. It's about 5 years going. And it's a financial education platform, primarily focused on millennials, young people.
And so this, and you send SALT out to schools, or does it go directly to the students?
Well, we work in partnership with the schools to provide SALT. The schools are very helpful to us. They provide us with data. They evangelize the program. But the tool is designed for students.
Okay. So what is the credit union connection here? Why credit unions?
We believe we have a real philosophical alignment with the objectives of credit unions. Mm-hmm. We know that it's very important for credit unions to educate their members. That's what we're all about. That's what SALT is all about. So working with Tom, we believe that these tools and resources are really going to be helpful for credit union members.
Excellent. Kind of a value-added offering that they can provide. So very cool stuff. All right, Tom, speaking of credit unions, what do credit unions get out of offering these financial education tools to their members? Obviously, I mean, it's big-time value, I would think, because a lot of people are looking for this type of information, right?
Yeah, I think so. But let me answer this in a roundabout way, because I think this is interesting. Recently, I read the results of the National Financial Capability Study, which is something conducted by what's called the FINRA Investor Education Foundation. So FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. And in that study, they found that 2/3 of Americans can't pass a basic financial literacy test. That's 2/3 of Americans, right? And they went on to say that the percentage of those who that actually can pass the test has fallen from 42% in 2009 to 37% last year.
Goodness.
So, yeah, I can see the look of shock and horror on your face.
I think I was part of that probably, you know.
Yeah, maybe so. And you would think
I wasn't taught this in school.
What's that?
I wasn't taught this in school. So it's like,
yeah, you weren't taught that in school. I mean, I had a very, very minor lesson in financial education when I was in school. And, you know, you would think, though, after such a bad recession that we would see that number going in a positive direction. But I think there are two reasons for this trend. First and foremost, we've got thousands of young people that are coming of age every year that have not been provided access to sound financial education. You know, they haven't been trained in the way of good financial decision making. So I think the second reason is that when you look at good financial literacy and education tools, they're usually separated from where people actually do their banking. You know, you might have home banking and applications and what have you for credit, mm-hmm. but often good financial education tools are elsewhere.
Right.
So when you're in the midst of making a choice or a decision, consumers make the choice or decision without consulting the education. They don't make use of the tools because they're not where people are banking.
Right.
So we think of financial literacy and why it's so important. I think the benefits of integrated literacy tools like SALT is that credit unions can actually bring together point of sale resources and materials so that members are presented that information mm-hmm. at the point of decision or product engagement. So it, just from a practically speaking standpoint or a hypothetical, let's just suppose you've got one of these young members who is now of age coming into a credit union to get a loan, but they've got no credit history. In many cases, what happens is that member will be denied because they don't have a credit score.
Right.
There's no background for the credit union to say, yes, we're willing to take a risk on you. So in most cases, that member is going to be denied with the hope and understanding that that member will go out and get some experience.
Right.
That when they have that experience, they'll bring back to the credit union so that then the credit union can say yes. And the hope there is that the member would be less risky because now they've got some experience and the credit union can lend to them. But what tends to happen is that such a member will leave the credit union. They'll find their way to someone who charges them some high interest without concern for the member's future. And ultimately, the member becomes more risky to the credit union than if the credit union had said yes in the first place.
Right.
So, you know, a better solution, which is something you can do with tools like SALT, is to have the member develop and prove some proficiency in financial literacy. In the case of SALT, they've got these courses in there. I think there are 12 of them. So in our scenario right now, you could have the member complete the SALT credit and debt management course. And upon successful completion of a course, the credit union could say, hey, look, you've taken the step to develop proficiency. We're willing to take a chance on you, and we'll incorporate that test or the test results that where you're proving proficiency in our underwriting decision.
Ooh,
so you ask what credit unions get out of offering financial tools to members.
Yeah.
If done right, credit unions get a way to say yes to more members, and through education, a means to reduce credit union risk and the likelihood a member will make poor financial choices in their lifetime.
And you have a member for life.
I think so, because, I mean, let's face it, if you're smart, you're going to take the best deal. And 9 times out of 10, the best deal is going to be what credit unions offer you.
Indeed, indeed. Now, Sue, what's in SALT that credit unions and their members will find most exciting? What's the offering there that is so tantalizing, enticing?
Well, SALT has a lot of aspects to it, as Tom referenced. There are over 1,800 content pieces. There are the courses that Tom mentioned. There are lots of different formats for how people like to learn in different ways, including video. But what absolutely excites me the most, and I think would excite credit union administrators and members, is our college planning counseling. So I don't know what you do at a cocktail party, but when I go to one, I end up in the corner with all of the parents, especially this time of year when they're receiving all their college acceptances and award letters, and they're trying to compare and understand what the best financial fit is for the family. And oftentimes what really rules the day is a commitment that the parents made that says you can go to the best school that you get into, but that isn't always the best financial fit.
No doubt about it.
You have a 16 or 17 year old. Is that true?
Oh, I know. I got a freshman in college, senior in high school, sophomore in high school, and then twins in kindergarten.
Oh, wow. So
we're all over the place.
So you've been through the process once, you know, already.
Oh, yeah.
And boy, you're facing quite a challenge coming up for sure. But you know, having been through it, how complex the process is. And families often pay hundreds of dollars, in some cases thousands of dollars, for college financing planning, college planning, that credit unions can offer to their members for free and take advantage of counseling resources that we have with such a depth of experience helping families navigate what can be a very intimidating process.
No doubt. I mean, even when you're as a kid and you're entering the call, I mean, that's just a maze in itself, you know? So to have something like this that supports not only the kids and the parents, that's a double win right there. My gosh, it's seems like a no-brainer for a credit union to kind of to offer this type of stuff. So
exactly. And one interesting point of note too is student debt is an issue that spans multiple generations. We work with families where parents are still paying off their own PLUS loans, their own student loans. They are in the process of planning to pay for college for their own students. And in some cases, they've had their kids move back home because they can't afford to live on their own. So this is it's a really important issue. It's a really timely issue. And credit unions are in a great position, I think, to offer some very valuable benefits to their members.
How do you, like, how, I mean, this information is awesome. And how do you, I don't know, for lack of a better term, convince, this is a question for both of you, a member to, like, engage in something like this? Because, I mean, because we all go, hey, you know, I got some money in the, you know, credit union, got some savings, I got a great checking account, got this, that, whole thing. How do you motivate somebody to get involved in something like this? Because we're all so busy going through our lives and, you know, day-to-day stuff with the kids and work and soccer on the weekends and all that type of stuff. How do you connect somebody with this type of stuff? Because it's so important. A lot of times people are just so busy that they don't realize it.
Tom, yeah, do you want to
comment? Sure. I, there are a couple things I can think of. One, credit unions don't often market they don't make members completely aware of what is available in terms of financial education resources at the credit union.
Right.
So, you know, when you think of what you're advertising as a credit union, certainly we need to make members aware of products and services, mm-hmm. but the educational tools that we offer are equally as important if we truly buy into the 7 cooperative principles of credit unions, and in particular the 5th one that talks about our mandate to educate consumers. If that's truly important, we need to let members know that we've got tools that they can make use of.
Yep.
And the second thing is, it doesn't hurt to take a carrot and stick approach. You know, if you're going to offer credit products, maybe it's even student loans, private student loans. Mm-hmm. There's no harm in requiring people to use the education tools as a precursor to getting the loan itself.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, I would say, look at your underwriting procedures. Where can you slip in a requirement that someone either call a counselor, take a course, listen to a video, mm-hmm. so that you know they're at least being exposed to the right information?
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with that. Sue, do you have anything to add there?
Yeah, I would. Looking at our experience in higher education, we find that the colleges and universities that have the most successful results are the ones that do just what Tom is suggesting, where they make it a requirement. And we find in our pre and post surveys that while students may go into that grudgingly, you know, that I have to do this thing, they generally score the content very high. And they score very high for an increase in confidence, knowledge, mm-hmm. And intent to behave differently as a result mm-hmm. of participating in it. So they may go in a little skeptical, but they come out somewhat pleasantly surprised by the information that they got. And we have a lot of experience here with driving engagement among users. So we would be a great resource for the credit unions to partner with them on a customized strategy for each one, depending on the specific needs of their membership.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. And so I'm coming right back at you, Sue, here. Where can credit unions go to learn more about SALT?
I'm going to let Tom give you his URL. We are partnering with Tom. He's our ambassador right now. We have a microsite, excellent microsite that's set up, and we're doing some outreach that I'll let Tom describe for you.
All right, Mr. Ambassador.
Yeah. I think I have, is there a special hat that comes with ambassadorships? How does that work? We've got we worked with ASA to create a microsite, salt.glacconsulting.com.
Okay.
It really speaks to the credit union interests, speaks to the interests that credit unions have that SALT can satisfy. And we only touch the tip of the iceberg mm-hmm. in terms of features and benefits there. But I would go there, salt.glacconsulting.com, to find out basic information. And on that site, there's an opportunity to schedule a walkthrough demo. And that's where we can get into the details of the tool with specific credit unions. Mm-hmm. So that's probably the best way to get additional information about SALT specific to the credit union piece. But beyond that, you know, you can call our office or call ASA. We're joint in our interest and desire for credit unions to better educate their members. So it doesn't matter who you talk to, as long as you're talking to someone about doing better at connecting members to get information.
I concur. All right, to wrap up here, Sue, I'm going to give you final words here, Sue. What's the outlook on financial literacy for 2017? Because, I mean, it's obviously it's a super white hot topic. So any final wrap up words here, Sue?
I think you said it. It's a very hot topic. There are a lot of entities spending a lot mm-hmm. of money to yeah. try to educate their constituencies, but there are better ways to do it. And we think we have a better mousetrap here. So we really encourage credit unions, get in touch with Tom, get in touch with me, get in touch with ASA, take a look at what we've got mm-hmm. to offer. We think it's unique.
Yep, I think it's a smart move. Well done, guys. Great message to end on. Thank you so much. And we will put all that information in the show notes so people can get right to you and check it out and do it. You know, so, seems like a no-brainer.
Thanks, Mike.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome.